The start of the working week for up to 400,000 people in Offaly, Laois and Kildare, but the reimposition of all but essential travel restrictions will mean many are staying at home where they otherwise might have been on the move. Well, here are some of the voices from people in Tullamore in County Offaly, home of Carroll's Cuisine, the only one of the four affected meat plants by COVID-19 outbreaks staying open today.
We're told 2 weeks, deep down it could be longer. Look, there's just so many questions that no one has the answers for. What's going to happen to Midlands? Like, it just feels like we're the forgotten area of Ireland at the moment, and there is anger in the area, in the air at the moment.
What's happening in the hotel here that you manage in terms of weddings and other events?
So we've lost a wedding this weekend. They got 6 hours notice for the day before, so that was a big heartbreak to them. We looked after them yesterday. We've two weddings this weekend. Unfortunately, they can't happen. And we have another wedding in the 21st of August. So that's still up in the air. And then all the weddings of September and October have been ringing us asking what's happening, and we've no answer for them. So it really is a juggling act at the moment.
Well, it's just a pity that it's come to this. But I do think if it has to be done, if the meat factories have to be closed down, and what can we do? We have to stop the spread. But I just feel sorry for businesses that have only just opened up, have done all their preparations, spent a lot of money, and now they're closed again, you know.
The county is a very blunt instrument in the sense that a radius of where the problem is. I mean, parts of Offaly are a long, long way from where the problem is.
Yeah.
I mean, Dublin is closer than Burr to that part of the country where the problem is. So it's a very blunt instrument in ways.
I suppose it's surreal to think that we're back into lockdown, but obviously it's for the right thing to do for the safety of everybody. There's an air of discontent this morning, and I suppose we're all wondering as to what's going to happen, what's going to be the outcome.
And those voices there from Tullamore, recorded by our reporter Teresa Mannion, who is in the town still for this lunchtime. And Teresa, I suppose you hear there about people feeling discontent. You also hear the man there observing that Dublin to Burr is the distances between Dublin and parts of Offaly are nearer, if you like, than parts of Offaly to parts of Offaly. So tell us about the mood in Tullamore this morning.
Yeah, very much. So you can hear the anger, the frustration there on the ground in Tullamore. I mean, it's always the public health versus the economy. It's a fine balancing act. Everybody's wearing their masks. They're being compliant. They understand that health is a key priority. But all of these people are saying that there's a smell off these counties in the Midlands now. They've taken a hammer blow. The businesses, this is their busiest time of the year. And they feel that that lockdown is completely annihilating them. Just to give you an update again of the three of the four plants that are closed, Kildare Chilling is closed. There was 150 COVID outbreaks there. The dog food factory in Naas, nine cases. And O'Brien's Fine Food in Timahoe, 86. But it's Carroll's Cuisine that the focus is on this lunchtime. They remain open. The workers are back in on shift. Last week, nine of those workers tested positive for COVID. After the company decided themselves to have an independent test carried out. Now, yesterday, 210 workers were again retested in Carroll's Cuisine in cooperation with the HSE local testing unit. The company stressed this was a precautionary measure. They have no evidence of any further COVID symptoms or outbreaks in the plant. And you heard Leo Varadkar saying this lunchtime that really it's the advice of the health experts that we should be listening to when you decide whether to keep a plant open or closed. He said it's not helpful for politicians to do solo runs, but there is growing pressure this lunchtime for Carroll's Cuisine to reconsider their position and suspend operations. Two ministers in the Midlands, Super Junior Green Party Minister Pippa Hackett and Minister of State Sean Fleming have both said the situation is unacceptable, and they are calling for Carroll's Cuisine to voluntarily close while they await the results of the tests yesterday.
I know Carroll's Cuisine put out a lengthy statement last night explaining their position, but has the company had anything to say in response to those politicians' calls this lunchtime?
No, I have been speaking to a spokesperson for the company, and there isn't anybody going to speak to the media at the moment, but I understand that they are in talks, and we will see whether there are any developments later today.
Okay, Teresa Mannion in Tullamore, we leave it there, and we will of course be bringing you news from those talks between union representatives and the meat industry, which concluded a short while ago.